reprisal. Coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Aaron. Network. I guess this morning is Dr. Aaron Klepper, who's certainly with the Republican Party in Louisiana. Now, you may or may not have heard of what had that fact. There was a real problem in Louisiana as far as the pledging of support for a Congressman Ron Paul's presidential candidacy, and an effort by a small minority to make sure that Louisiana backed Romney. Now, we're supposed to have representative government. The truth of the matter is we have an elite who control both political parties and will not allow competition. So, Dr. Klepper was there. I'm going to let him tell you the story of what actually happened. And we wonder how many times similar problems, maybe not as flagrant, but similar problems took place in other states, mainly because, of course, Ron Paul, who espouses everything that most Americans want. Most Americans like to do away with the IRS, like to do away with the income tax, would like to stop fighting foreign wars, would like to limit the power of the federal government. And yet Ron Paul's status, as far as the state votes for the convention delegates, was surprisingly weak. And the question is, does that represent the will of the people, or does that represent a small elite group which dominates our media, conceals the truth? Well, Dr. Klepper, you tell the story of what happened, how you were involved, and what actually took place in Louisiana that we're never going to read about in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Denver Post, Time, Newsweek, or the other establishment-controlled media outlets. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and it's an honor to be here. First of all, my name is Aaron Klepper, an emergency room physician in Louisiana, and I was elected as a delegate for Louisiana the Louisiana Republican Caucus on April 28, 2012. And the Louisiana Republican Convention was held recently, a little over a week ago, on June 2nd. And the day before the Louisiana Republican Convention, the executive party, the executive committee of the Republican Party of Louisiana, implemented 16 new pages of supplemental rules, which were to be the permanent rules of the convention that was going to be held on Saturday, the Louisiana Republican Convention. And in these rules, that established one-third as a quorum. Three-quarters were needed to override any rule. And the chairman of the convention was the permanent chairman, was to be the chairman put in by the supplemental rules, was Roger Bailey, the chairman of the Republican Party. So Louisiana Executive Committee, they established the permanent chairman, one-third as a quorum, and three-quarters to rule over any vote. They also, which essentially threw out all of, you know, Robert's Rules of Order, which have been, which superseded their rules, stated their rules supersedes Robert's Rules of Order, which have been used for conventions for over 150 years. And the, their supplemental rules are in direct conflict with the Republican Central Committee of Louisiana that is supposed to approve any new rules that the executive committee decides to go forth with. So with that said, they also, the Republican Party, the executive committee, implemented an affidavit for all at-large delegates that this has never been done before, Dr. Stan. And this affidavit, implemented by the Republican Executive Committee of Louisiana, states that if you don't vote for the candidate that as an at-large delegate, you don't vote for the candidate you're bound to, you are fined, and you have you're charged with perjury. So, with that said, we went into the convention on Saturday, June 2nd, and we had there was 180 delegates there. 25 delegates were chosen from six congressional districts in Louisiana back on April 28th. For a total of 150 delegates, the Republican Central Committee chooses 30 delegates. So there's 180 delegates there. 111 are Ron Paul delegates. We all, you know, went into the convention. All the delegates, elected delegates, sat down. And the convention started. We had the Pledge of Allegiance. We had prayer. And Roger Villery, who's the chairman of the Republican Party of Louisiana, started the convention as the, because he was put in by the permanent chair by the executive committee, Republican Executive Committee of Louisiana. And he ignored several motions on the floor. One of these motions came from Alex Hernig, who is a delegate, elected delegate, and he was elected the chairman of the Rules Committee, which met the day before, and he was walking up to give his report from the Rules Committee that met the day before, and Chairman Villery of the convention, who is elected, again, the permanent chairman by the Republican Executive Committee, went ahead and ignored him and had him removed by police that were hired by the Republican Executive Committee. There's over 10 policemen there, state troopers, convention troopers, Hilton policemen, and Bossier Shreveport policemen. And they removed him from the convention while he was trying, and while they were removing him, he motioned to have the chairman removed. Over 100 delegates, Ron Paul delegates, voted to have the chairman, Villery, of the convention removed. The police removed him anyway, and he went to jail and was arrested. At that moment, the Ron Paul delegates turned their chairs around 180 degrees, facing the opposite way from the podium where your chairman, Villery, and was seated, and we proceeded to elect a second chairman. We elected a chairman for our convention. Over 100 elected delegates voted for Henry.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. So the majority rule doesn't really matter when you have a powerful elite controlling our democratic vote.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stans, so basically, of course, the elected representatives, over 100 of them, voted for a new chairman, and what happened then?
Right, over 100 elected delegates, Ron Paul delegates, voted out of 180, clear majority, voted for a new chairman of the convention, and his name is Henry Herford, and he's a member of the Republican State Central Committee. And he knows parliamentary procedure very well, which you need in a chairman for a convention. And he walked up and to begin the convention. And I was called up there. My voice tends to carry, Dr. Stan. And so one of the other leaders of one of the congressional districts had called me up there to, to talk before Henry got started while they're hooking up the speaker system. And I ended up helping hook up the speaker system, and right when the speaker system was hooked up, Henry had spoke for not, maybe 10 seconds. Roger Villery, the chairman of the Republican Party, asked to have our new chairman elected by a majority removed by the police, and who, has no right to be chairman. He wasn't elected by the majority, wasn't approved by the Central Committee, that he was just voted for by the supplemental rules, and so Henry Herford was the process of being removed by the police. He does have an artificial hip on the left side. He ended up having some pain in that hip, and while standing there, I told him that he had artificial hip, and they ended up, the police had to lay him on the ground in the middle of the convention. And so at that point, I initiated to call 911 for we could get an X-ray of his hip. As an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Stan, those artificial hips tend to come out pretty easy if you're really tasseling a lot and you're getting, four or five people, dragging you around. So I called 911 and, an ambulance came. We put him on a spine board. This is all over 30 minutes. And during this time, we elected a new chairwoman, and her name is Connie Bernard, and she ran the convention from start to finish, very, very eloquently, very professionally. By parliamentary laws, by Robert's Rules of Order, by the rules established for the convention by the Central Committee, Republican Central Committee. And she ran it from start to finish, and we passed our rules, we passed our credentials, we passed our platform, and we elected 27 Ron Paul delegates out of 46. In Louisiana, we have 46 delegates that go to the national convention. Republican National Convention, we elected 27 Ron Paul delegates to go to the National Convention, and I was elected as a national delegate, Ron Paul delegate, to go to Tampa in August.
All right, so now is that the official position then from Louisiana?
Well, there's a lot of, there's several folks involved here. They say the executive director of the Republican Party, Jason Doerr, he says that only the state officials have access to the official filing forms for delegates. There's also rumors of whether that there's going to be some kind of negotiations. No one really knows for sure. I don't know. Bobby Jindal, who he has said he has sided with the party leaders on this. He sided with the minority. He sided with the minority of delegates because Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, he's a front runner to be VP, and he is also a Rhodes Scholar.
A follower then of Cecil Rhodes, part of the CFR complex of internationalists. So basically, then, it really doesn't matter what the people want, what the majority want. You have a small clique that runs the Republican Party in Louisiana and has no intention to allow representative government. Is that it?
Well, we have no, it seems like our votes, I mean, all these delegates were elected at the caucuses. And, you know, we were all elected by congressional districts to be national delegates. So, you know, these votes, this has already been voted on. And, you know, the Republican Party of Louisiana doesn't want to recognize that. They did not want, you know, Ron Paul to have the majority of delegates, you know, going into Tampa. You know, whether that, you know, was for Romney or whether that was, you know, because they anticipate Bobby Jindal's a potential VP. That could be also. You have to have representative government here, and the Republican Party, you know, they're really shooting themselves in the foot on this. They need to correct this. They need to step in and do the right thing and, you know, have the slate of 27 delegates, the Ron Paul's folks that were elected, you know, go to Tampa. There's one other thing, Dr. Stan, I didn't mention earlier. Romney's chairman for the Republican Party of Louisiana, Mr. Sewell, he turned his chair around. He is one of the few folks that turned his chair around with the Ron Paul delegates. And he said he would do everything he could to make sure the Ron Paul delegates were seated in Tampa. You know, whether that was, you know, sort of coddling, political coddling, or, you know, whether, you know, that will happen or not, I don't know. He also voted in the minority convention. He voted in both.
All right, fine. So where do things stand at the present time in Louisiana?
Well, right now, that's pretty much all that that I know at this point. You know, Louisiana, you know, there's we have several, you know, meetings coming up, you know, delegate meetings that the Ron Paul delegate slate, and to, you know, maybe have some more information coming out. But I guess they're trying to do everything they can to make sure we're seated, you know, because we were the convention. We were elected delegates for the rightful convention. We followed, you know, the rules of the Republican Party. We followed Robert's Rules of Order, which has been used for conventions for 150 years. You know, we had the majority, clear majority, over 100 delegates voting, you know, in our convention that were unanimous. And, you know, we ran a convention by Robert's Rules of Order, you know, and by parliamentary procedure by the book. And it was done very professionally. And, that's pretty much where we're at. And, you know, no one has really got out there and told this story, on radio or on TV from start to finish that explained it, you know, that gave any, you know, significant dialogue. A lot of the stories I've seen, you know, they refer to Ron Paul, you know, delegates as supporters, and we're not supporters, we're elected delegates. Some folks refer to, you know, Ron Paul supporters, you know, as that they went rogue in, you know, Shreveport during the Louisiana Republican Convention. We didn't go rogue. You know, we followed the rule of law. And so there's a lot of bad press out there all over, and no one really will explain it, and no one will give objective numbers at the number that we had the clear majority in the convention. You know, there's a lot of videos out there, and some of the videos have had, you know, over 2 million hits. I know Alex Jones had several videos on his website. Drudge had a few videos for a little while, but they took them off. You know, they were on several other, you know, smaller websites, and but some videos did get out there, and you can watch those videos online at YouTube and watch what happened during the convention, where you had elected delegates arrested by the police on the convention floor. I don't know if that's necessarily ever happened before, where you had elected delegates arrested on the floor who were in the majority, clearly, and follow the Robert's Rules of Order, which has been used for over 150 years, and follow the rules of the Republican Party of Louisiana. And,
well, I think people have to understand that they talk about a democracy. They're not interested in representative government. This is a power structure. We have a power elite that runs America, controls the leadership of both political parties. And once the Tweedledum, Tweedledee, traditions carried out where they control both political leaders, and whichever one wins, why, their candidate is always in charge. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. What's the attitude of the general person there in Louisiana towards what happened? Or do they even know it? Does the media so control there that the word has been, the truth has been suppressed about what happened?
Well, Dr. Stan, I did, you know, our local newspaper in Monroe, they ran an article and called Ron Paul supporters, you know, they called Ron Paul supporters go rogue and had a coup, is how our paper here locally in Monroe, Louisiana read. You know, that the press just was terrible all around, and no one really, you know, laid it out and explained it objectively and gave you, the objective numbers and, you know, used the correct terms. You know, it was very skewed. And I did get to talk to the owner of you know, several local newspapers in North Louisiana. I did sit down and talk with the owner for an hour, and that was a positive thing. We're trying to get some positive press out there locally. But there's just no dialogue on it. It's just by the establishment, by the executive committee, and they're ignoring what happened. They don't want to talk about it, and you know, that's pretty much what, you know, what I have seen so far. And it really, they really need to get out there early on, you know, next year, get this corrected, and because, you know, you got to show that your vote counts. And if you're arresting, you know, delegates who are elected in the majority, you know, on the convention floor, you know, Ron Paul, the chairman of the Republican Party of Ron Paul's campaign in Louisiana, his name's Charlie Davis. He did an excellent job. He stuck his neck out there, and he tried to get you know, policemen, you know, there in the convention also that were with you know, because he with the majority of the convention, and they wouldn't let the policemen that were hired by Charlie Davis, who's chairman of the Republican Party for Ron Paul's campaign, wouldn't let them in the convention hall. Only policemen they let in were the policemen that was hired by Roger Villery in the Executive Committee of Louisiana. And so something needs to change there. You can't, when you're arresting, you know, folks on the floor of the convention and they're elected delegates, that's you're trampling down a road there that you don't want to go.
Well, I would think that there would be a basis for a lawsuit against these people, taking it into court and having them tried, you know, for certainly a violation of the law. Just because you have police there that you hire, you pay them a salary to do unlawful things, those police are responsible for illegal or immoral or activity. And so can you bring a lawsuit against the leaders of the Republican Party who assumed power that they did not have a right to?
And that may happen, Dr. Stan. You know, I'm not in the know, but that may you know, be a course of action. You know, they I'm sorry that had to happen, you know, that we had the majority there, and You know, I believe that, you know, we follow the rule of law, and I encourage everyone to go to YouTube and Google Louisiana Republican Convention and watch some of the videos, you know, from this, from the convention. And, you'll see me there. I was the, you know, I'm an emergency room doctor. I was the one who took care of Henry Herford when he was, laying on the floor, at the convention.
The people on the other side don't care about right and wrong. This is all about power. This is about maintaining the control over the United States, which is the dominant power in the world, pushing towards one world government. That's the common denominator. The whole idea of using and controlling America and then using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about world government. Now, when you're in the convention, you can't see the big picture. It's only when you stand outside and realize that this is a long-range plan to give the impression of representative government when there is none. And it's been that way for a long time. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior coffee cap products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood@hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Klepper, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And I think what we've seen in Louisiana is certainly an example of what really goes on. Now, this may be a little more dramatic in the suppression of of the dissent, suppression, really, of the will of the majority, but I worked within the Republican Party here in California for a number of years, probably for 10 years, until I finally realized, of course, that there was a small clique that controlled the Republican Party, same people who controlled the Democratic Party, and they were not going to allow representative government. They spent $50,000 to get rid of me and other conservatives on our central committee, and $100,000 the adjacent county to get rid of us. Oh, to these people, money was no account because they control both political parties, so they can make mockery out of this concept of representative government. What sort of response did you get when you talked to the leaders of the local newspapers there, Aaron?
Well, they some of the leaders of the local newspaper and owner, he's the owner, I spoke with, he is in the process of putting, gathering information and going to try to, write an article or even write editorial himself. That's in the process right now. And hopefully something will happen, this week on that. But that's in the works, Dr. Stan. I would like to add, the Republican Party, it's a private organization. So it's like a corporation. And, they make their own rules. I'm just an ER doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a politician. This is all new to me. But the Republican Party has to understand that, the Ron Paul delegates, that's what gives legitimacy to the Republican Party. The Ron Paul delegates and the Ron Paul, the folks that vote, Ron Paul supporters that vote for the delegates, folks that are for Ron Paul, Ron Paul brings the Republican Party, brings the young voters, he brings the military, and that is the future of the Republican Party. It just seems they're shooting themselves in the foot, by doing this. They're hurting themselves, and they really need to, rethink the situation and mend it.
Well, what are the chances of that happening? This is all about power. This is
right.
All about—
I agree, Dr. Sand. I agree. I got involved, became a delegate. I was very concerned about, what was going on, economically. My father, he's a retired gold and silver bullion dealer, and so I was influenced very early on. And, I'm a big believer in the Constitution, and I believe, just as it states in the U.S. Constitution, that gold and silver, should be legal tender only, and as stated in the U.S. Constitution. And I think Roger Sherman, he wrote a book called Caveat Against Injustice, that describes, he's the one who inserted in the U.S. Constitution, was signer of the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and he inserted, gold and silver as legal tender only into the U.S. Constitution. He's the one who put that in there. And not many folks have heard about him. And he was concerned about the fluctuating mediums of exchange, not having an exchange of equal weights and measures, having a stable currency. And that was the whole purpose of the Constitutional Convention early on. It was to establish a solid medium of exchange using gold and silver as legal tender. So trade and commerce could commence and make the U.S. what it is today. And if we don't have if we have a medium of exchange that's evil, that colors everything else evil, Dr. Stan.
Well, I agree with you totally. And, of course, we do have an evil system where a small group of people have the ability to simply create money out of nothing. But believe me, their currency is gold and silver. They just want us to accept paper money. And, of course, when that whole paper money system comes across, crashing down, I fear that the majority of the American people will end up being impoverished, and that's the way the system works. The elite deal in gold and silver, they get us to accept paper, they create artificial prosperity for us. We think we're rich because we have all this money that has absolutely no value, and then comes the day of reckoning. And it's coming, it's simply a matter not if, but when. The whole system comes crashing down. The banks are sending out massive amounts of currency. not putting it out because they don't want finance. They don't want this economic contraction. The major corporations, which tie into the major banks, have lots of money, but they're not investing it. They're not creating new factories now. They're not creating new jobs. All this money is simply sitting there, which is the reason we don't have inflation. And when, of course, it's released, the inflation will come. They will destroy the value of people's life savings and leave the majority of the American people impoverished, whereas the ruling elite, holding gold and silver, which they're manipulating the price on now, will, of course, come out as extremely wealthy. The rest of us will be impoverished. Our number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, a comment, well, we'd love to hear from you. So basically, do you know what's going to happen to this group of elected delegates? Will you be going to the convention? Will you be seated? What's going to happen?
You know, I hope that the whole Ron Paul Slate, elected by the majority of delegates at Louisiana Republican Convention, you know, which is 27, goes to Tampa. But the state is gonna, you know, sounds like they're gonna fight it. It sounds like it may be determined by the Republican National Committee in Tampa. But I just don't know.
The Republican National Committee in Tampa is controlled by the same people.
That's
control
right.
The Democrat National Committee, and they're not going to allow any real dissent.
That's right. And so it's going to be a tough road here. I like I said, I've stated everything I know up to this point, and we got some decisions got to be made. But it sounds like the party leaders in Louisiana, Chucky Bobby Jindal, and the executive committee, you know, they're going with the minority convention. I don't know if that's the right term for it, but they're supporting their slate, and so we're sort of, you know, waiting here, and it's hard to get information or to find out exactly what's going on, you know. And I'm just, you know, glad that you let me on your radio show here, and I got to, you know, deliver, you know, some information so some folks would at least get to know what really happened there from an objective standpoint, using the proper terms. We had a majority of delegates follow the rule of law, and we elected a slate of 27 that's now being blocked by, you know, party leaders in Louisiana, including Bobby Jindal and including the executive committee of Louisiana. And
my number is 877-254-7524. 7524. Give us a call if you have a question.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Dr. Aaron Klepper, and we're talking about the tragic events that took place in Louisiana. We don't know how many other states similar things may have happened, maybe not quite as flagrant as this, but certainly a small group of people control the political process in each one of our 50 states. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, these people are not interested in majority rule or representative government. They're part and parcel, at least in large part, of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a group of people dedicated to the ultimate goals of what I call the invisible government. And basically it is to utilize the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Now, they're not going to tell the American people that. They're supposedly, we have our troops stationed all throughout the world to defend us against the wicked communists or Nazis or terrorists, or you pick the enemy that you want to. They'll always create a new enemy so they can justify having a massive military. But the truth of the matter is, it is really there not to defend America, but to bring about this one world government. When you understand that, it really makes sense. Otherwise, why would we have our troops stationed in 130 nations? Why would we have 800 to 900 foreign military bases? If terrorism is the enemy, why did Israel, which is really totally under control of the United States government, why would Israel recently release 1,027 convicted terrorists, many of whom had actually killed people? Over 400 of them had been involved in murder. They released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier, one Israeli soldier. Do you really believe that's the case? Or we would, of course, be maintaining almost 500,000 men in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all that's there. You look it up, whether you look up Steve Croft, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, or Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, as I did just yesterday, and there on the Internet you'll find out there only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And we've got over 550,000 men there to fight them. Well, Aaron, certainly, because you're looking at what's going on from a circumcised point of view, what's taking place in Louisiana. But do you see this as part of perhaps a larger movement? I know you listen to our programs regularly, you and another one of our friends back there who works in the emergency room with you. And as you tell people about what's going on, do they really have any grasp of what this is really all about?
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, I have listened to you for years and probably read a third of books in your book list you have on Radio Liberty. Probably read your newsletter for over 10 years and had read Bob Chapman, late Bob Chapman, read his newsletter for several years. And you can only try to talk to people and some people, don't want to understand and some people can't. And so what you do is you need to talk to folks that will listen and will try to understand, maybe give them a couple books to read or direct them a little bit or try to explain to them, lay it out for them in a simplistic manner. And so it was sort of why I chose to try to t- talk about gold and silver as legal tender, try to focus on the Constitution and gold and silver as legal tender, and how that makes, you know, is what makes liberty possible, and, you know, all of our areas, that, that medium of exchange. And, you know, I try to study it and, you know, read up on it. There's some folks who understand, but, you know, you just gotta keep planting the seed and doing the best you can. And, you know, at least, you know, you're telling people about it, not just sitting back and letting things happen. And, you'll be an accomplice to that if you don't speak out. And, going back to, to the Bible, you know, the only time that Jesus, you know, got angry, he got angry at the money changers. And, so I think, you know, that's something you need to pay attention to. If that's the only time he got angry and violent, I think you need to pay attention to that. And I point that out in my discussions, you know, quite frequently.
Well, you know, if you have an opportunity, of course, to talk to people, work in emergency room, and, I know that an awful lot of people don't want to hear this sort of thing. But as
That's
time
right.
goes by and things get more increasingly difficult, and things are getting more violent, more difficult, you would hope that more and more people would be willing to listen to an explanation of what's going on than ever before. And I do believe there is a general awakening, not as rapidly as I wish there were, but I think people are beginning to know that something is seriously wrong. They're looking for answers, and fortunately, we do have some people out there bringing out the truth about what's going on, and whether it's Glenn Beck, who is having somewhat of an influence on getting people awake, or even Rush Limbaugh brings the radical left to the middle. As is Sean Hannity, they're not going to tell the whole story because it'd be out of a job tomorrow. But under any circumstances, we are involved in an exciting battle trying to educate people about what's going to happen. Well, you will be going to Tampa no matter what happens, or what is the current status?
You know, the current status right now, I'm very confident that the Ron Paul delegation will be going to Tampa, but the official decision has not been made yet.
Well,
you know, the Ron Paul delegates, they are the ones, they're educated. They give legitimacy to the Republican Party. They try to educate other members of the Republican Party. At the convention, I tried to speak with as many, you know, members of the establishment there, of the executive committee, and, you know, folks that I could, and explain my position. And, you know, and try to talk to as many people as you can and get
well,
them
we're out of time. God bless. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon on all of our other programs. If you want this.
Thank you, Dr. Santo.
Be back in a moment. God bless. Thanks so much.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, David and Maggie, time and I just remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and as you know, we have almost 70 outlets of one type or another every single week, where at least people are hearing some of the truth. And our job is to get people to understand this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it really is a spiritual battle, and there are powerful spiritual forces moving us towards the world government. Now, once you understand what's going on, once you understand that there really are powerful forces that dominate the finances of Europe and their goal is world government, you'll see, of course, a lot of people, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to Greece? What's going to happen to Spain? Is anything going to happen to help their banks, to bail them out of the problem they're in? These countries are going to drop out of the European Union. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that for 1 minute. What you need to know is that the plan is to have a United States of Europe. And everything you're reading in the newspaper is designed to confuse you. The plan is the United States of Europe. And whether it costs $100 billion or $500 billion or $5 trillion, they'll simply create the money so that they can have their United States of Europe. That's what it's really all about. The people who control all the political parties over there in Europe are part and parcel of that. And, of course, they have their people planted every place. And once you understand that, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. And they're eventually going to, of course, bring increasing chaos to America. And America is going to lose its position of world dominance as they move to impoverish the American people. Make your plans accordingly. And, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get our talks on the forbidden secret, the dark secret. Our recent talk on the dangerous deception goes into the Reese Committee investigation of the Great Tax Exempt Foundation. Our latest talk on the population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. We have so much material available through Radio Liberty. If you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send it to you. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, pull the things down that we don't have to go to the expense of mailing a catalog. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live. You can hear the fifth hour here at the American Freedom Network. And then, of course, the archives are there. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. Won't get much accomplished, but it's all there. And then, of course, we have our, you can listen to our programs by telephone if you have unlimited minutes, by shortwave, by satellite. We have all sorts of means by which you can get our material, but we need you to listen, get educated, and then educate others. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessing